Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, she's ready for marriage. I'm not. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm dating a woman that is 36 years old and I'm 26 years old. The age difference doesn't bother me much, and she has a son that's 15, and he had a problem with it at first. When we first met, everything was amazing, and we couldn't stand to be apart from one another. We were holding hands and kissing in public, constantly on FaceTime with each other, and we always went to church together. We have great chemistry in the bedroom, and she does not look her age at all. So, here's the problem. We've been together for 2 years, and I moved in with her a few months ago. Since I moved in, she has been very controlling, and she treats me like her son. She has set a curfew for me, and she only allows my friends to come over when she is at home. She's also very moody, and the simplest thing I do wrong, she gets an attitude with me. To make matters worse, she wants to marry me. She says that we can't live together forever because it sets a bad example for her son. She knew that when I moved in. This woman told my mother that we are getting married soon and that she has already bought her engagement ring and my wedding band. I just knew my mom would think she's crazy, but she didn't say a word. I love this woman, but I'm not ready to get married. I wish she had mentioned this sooner because I feel trapped now. And to top it all off, I've been flirting with a girl at church that's my age, single, with no kids, and she is beautiful. I kind of want to see how things could go with the new girl instead of rushing into marriage with a woman that wants to boss me around. Should I leave this woman now before it's too late, or should I remain faithful to her and put my foot down about postponing the wedding? Please help. Put your foot down. You gonna mess around and get a whooping, okay? Because she is acting like your mother. She's giving you a curfew. Your friends can't come over. She already bought her engagement ring, your wedding ring, and she told your mother about it. Why would you want to marry her? Why? You're 26 years old. You're a grown man. She's 10 years older than you. You do not have to marry her. Don't you know you can say no? You can say no. You are definitely not ready for any of this because you're right. She is too controlling. She can't treat you like her son. You're her man. I mean, you guys have slept together. You live together. Come on now. This is not the way you want to be treated in a relationship. You're not ready for all this. If you don't have the money to move out, you need to save your money and get out of her house. Okay. Sounds like she just wanted to do all of this to get you in there so she could control you. Her son will be leaving soon, so she probably wants, like you say, someone else to boss around. Now, it's interesting that your mother didn't say anything when she told her all about this. It's interesting. Either your mother wants you to make your own decision about this situation, or she just doesn't want to get in your business. But I advise you to start saving your money and move, okay? I think you're not ready for this. You're young. You need to experience more of life. You need to pursue this young lady at church. Do it respectfully. First, get out of that house with your mother slash girlfriend or woman or whatever you're calling her. But yeah, you feel trapped. You don't have to feel trapped. You don't have to be trapped. You can definitely get out of there. And I think you should get out of there immediately. Okay. Even if you have to stay with your mom for a little bit, but call your mom first because she's not interested in any of this.
Your real mom.
Your real mom, not your girlfriend mom. All right. All right. Come on, Junior. What you got?
He can't go nowhere. How he gonna call her his mama? You heard her. He got a curfew. Mm-hmm. What 26-year-old man got a curfew? Shell didn't do.
Is that his name?
His name's Sheldon, obviously. He can't have no friends over. No, you are not supposed to marry this woman. Mm-mm. Ain't no way in the world. But, dog, you about to marry your mama best friend. That's who you about to marry. Because that's what it sounds like. As a matter of fact, prepare for punishment. Both of y'all, you and her son. What you in here for? My past, I came in past curfew. Because this is what is happening to him. He's being controlled. It is no reason since you even trying to marry this woman.
No.
All you got to do is just run away, dog. Don't, how you confused? Just don't come back to that house.
Yeah.
Go on back to your mama house and everything be fine. Yeah. I don't see why you having the trouble with this. Well, I'm telling you.
He's trying to be a nice guy, sounds
he's
like.
He's trying to be a nice guy.
He's trying to be a nice guy and not hurting one, but she doesn't care about that. So you got to get out of there.
He got to get out of this.
You have to get out of there.
It's going
to
turn into worse things than curfew.
She bought her own engagement ring and his
Well, that happens a lot. Sure. Yeah. That happens a lot.
I've been offered twice. So, you know, it does happen.
Excuse me, wait, hold up. This is breaking news.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, two women bought
Women will buy their own engagement ring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been that happened for me twice.
Even though the man said most of the engagement rings are sold to women by women to put on their ring for them damn selves. Yeah. Most rings are like that.
Now, Nia Long bought one for me. I was in my sleep. But you know, just the
point.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
You know,
all right.
I mean, you know. Jennifer Lopez, I mean, I was asleep, but it happened. That's what I'm saying. I told both of them, no, I got to wake up first.
Who am I to kill your dreams?
But no, he has to get out this
Yeah, he does. You're right.
Him in there.
All right, listen, we'll have part two of this strawberry letter coming up. The subject is, she's ready for marriage, I'm not. A 26-year-old young man wrote this. He's dating a 36-year-old woman. There's a 10-year age difference between the two of them. He says the age difference doesn't bother him, but she does have a 15-year-old son that had a problem with it at first. He says when they first met, everything was amazing. It was beautiful. The sex was great. All of that. They couldn't keep their hands off each other. They couldn't be apart. They FaceTimed all the time. The chemistry was great in the bedroom. She doesn't look her age. Excuse you, young man. She's only 36. Okay. She's only 36.
Right. What is all that?
I know. She doesn't look her age at all. I mean, at all. Is she near death in your eyes? Come on now. Yeah. What is that? Anyway, the problem is that they've been together for 2 years. He finally moved in with her a few months ago. And since he's moved in, she's become very controlling. She treats him like her son. This is crazy. She set a curfew for him.
26.
He can't have any friends over without her approval unless she's at the house. And she wants to marry him. She already bought her ring and his ring. She talked to his mom about it, and his mom is cool about it. His mom didn't say a word. So he's feeling trapped, and he wants to know, should he put his foot down? It's a little late for that, sir, because he started her bossing him around. And our advice to you is to get out. Let's hear from Jay. Mm-hmm. Come on, Jay.
Okay, this young man has a very, very serious problem. He's engaged or living with or shacking up with his second mama. That's not the real big problem right
mama.
There. He's got two mamas. You know, one mama, just when he told her about the situation, the mama just went, whatever. Okay, whatever.
One more time.
Because your mama don't like her at all. Your mama never did like this woman. When your mama go, mama, I like you to meet, that means, in mama talk, I can't stand her ass. Now, here's his real problem. There's no way he gonna sit up in that church with another woman, finding in the woman he getting rid of. The first thing he need to do is find him another damn church to go to, because the looks he gonna get in that sitting down in there with that other woman and the other woman, and the preacher will start preaching about it. Good morning, everybody. We have a special service today. We have a young man in the audience who seemed to not be able to make up his damn mind about what the hell he want to do up in here. This church is about people making up their mind. That's what the Bible said. The Bible said, "Thee shall make up thy mind. Thee shall make up thy mind and live freely." Mm-hmm. Now, he got two mamas, two women in the church that he been messing with, fooling around with, pollinating both of these women. And we're not going to have this, man. So what we need to do is excommunicate him from the church he can never come back up in here again.
Uh-huh.
And what he don't know is I really had my eye on the young woman, on both of them women, and here he go messing up, pollinating everything himself.
Come on, Pastor.
So that's his problem, and it has become my damn problem.
Uh-huh.
Every time I look at somebody, here come these young bucks, take them from me.
Oh.
From me. Mm-hmm. We're not going to have it up in here, up in here. I'm about to lose my mind up in here, up in here.
All right. Thank
That's
you, Jay.
All
right. Come on,
Who is
nephew.
Jay? Who is Jay?
Or
Let
pastor.
Me go ahead and put it out there. Listen.
Whoever you
young
are.
Young man, you are a boy toy. That's what you are. You are a boy toy, mm-hmm. and you will be hearing things that little boys hear as soon as you get married. I don't care. You will not be the husband. You will be the boy. Why your bed ain't made up, Levante? Levante, why is your bed not made up, Levante?
Exactly.
All right? You can't play no more video games till you cut that yard, Levante. And I mean that. Do you hear me? I will drop you off at the mall later. Okay? I'm going to give you $150. Get you some sneakers and some from the food court. That's it, Levante. You hear me? Do you hear me? All right? I'm going to let you spend the night at Malik's house next week. Don't ask me no more, Levante. No. And I mean that. You know what? I can't. From now on, you going to children's church. You can't worship with me.
He can't worship.
You're not going to get in between me and my Jesus, Levante, and I mean that. I mean, I told you I would take you to Disney if you act right, Levante. Didn't I tell you that? Okay, then. Okay.
What?
Why are you upset that you and my son Cordell have matching outfits? Why are you upset with this, Levante? Why do you have a problem when I'm trying to do something for you? I can't.
So bottom line, guys, I think we're all in agreement on this one.
I'm tired.
He needs to get out of there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. ASAP. All right, so listen, email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter.
Pick up your toys, Levante.
At Steve Harvey FM, or you can check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.